Hello and welcome to another episode of The Undetected Narcissist Season 3. Today I'm going to be talking about what is the complete Christ spark. When we enter this world, everyone will face challenges. Everyone will experience rejection, betrayal, abandonment, shame, and feelings of not being good enough. Life is our teacher, and every one of us is here to learn something. Some will be stubborn and fight against it. Others will easily realize the change is necessary for growth because the discomfort and overwhelming negative emotions, thoughts, and feelings become unbearable. These individuals seek positive solutions, and others stay stuck in the shadows, feeling sorry for themselves. These different emotions, thought patterns, and beliefs impact one's Christ spark. It also impacts one's ability to connect to their higher self or Christ spark. Therefore, today I will be unpacking what is the complete Christ spark and how it pertains to God's plan for humanity's ascension into the kingdom of heaven. So in my curiosity to understand this concept more, because I do not have a religious background, just a spiritual one, I asked Divine Love and Tobias to give me an example nobody can mistake. And before I recorded this, I read it to someone that I know is a strict Christian. And he was like, oh my God, this is fascinating. Because he knows I shouldn't know any of this. So I think all of you are really going to like it. So here we go. Here's the example. Hopefully everyone on this planet has met someone who stands out. Immediately there is this inner sense and knowing that this person is uniquely different from other people within one's outer world. This person is warm, lighthearted, fun, hopeful, accepting, forgiving, understanding, and brave. At times, this person seems fearless, and one admires their strength, integrity, moral values, spirit, and presence. Around this person, one feels safe, seen, heard, accepted, and welcomed. They are not cocky or arrogant. This person is playful, yet direct when necessary. They are trustworthy, optimistic, and open-minded. These people are genuine and good to others. This person goes with the flow of life and makes the world a better place. One is joyful to be around, and life is a fun adventure instead of doom and gloom. And when someone throws them down the staircase into the shadows of regret, shame, guilt, fear, sadness, or anger, they always find a way to climb back up the staircase into the light because they know how important it is to feel good and that life is about living, not just existing. And in some way or manner, they realize, and the key word is realized, that they allowed someone to destroy their inner light and life. Then in reality, the one who kicked them down the staircase wins. They achieved their goal and the destruction of one's spirit. Therefore, this once bright and shiny individual picks themselves back up, learns the lessons that experience intended for them, and moves forward in life, making the best of every experience and opportunity in life. The truth in reality is that humans admire these individuals for their strength, bravery, trust, inspiration, faith, and hope. All these positive thought patterns, behaviors, and emotions live within the human consciousness frequency, ranging from 200 to 310. Have you ever met someone like this? They can be like a breath of fresh air. Some might think, where has this person been all my life? It's hard not to fall in love with this person. Why this person is so unique is they have been reborn in a spiritual manner. This individual has learned that life does feel better when one allows their Christ spark to shine so brightly. In some manner, this inner beauty can shine so brightly outside their physical body that people can see it. Some people can't see it, but feel its essence. This person strives to be authentic, regardless of outside influences or conditions. You might have witnessed people stuck in pride, anger, or fear. These small, weak individuals stuck in the shadows were bully, tease, insult, or try to torment the shiny person to feel a sense of power, when in reality, this person is weak. Their only sense of control comes from force. So they try to force this strong, powerful Christ spark individual to bend, break, and weaken their divine connection with God and the Christ spark within themselves. These people are stuck in the small self and lower vibrational thought patterns and behaviors. Therefore, they will find these bright individuals threatening. The reality is farthest from the truth. This bright person never intended to appear as a threat, but the small self's mind and perception are wired differently. Warning bells go off in this vulnerable and weak small self, and their perception becomes distorted. Believing that this bright person well and can threaten their status and false sense of power. And let's be honest, people who are bright lights in our world can intimidate another person. Their presence and being is felt first before the eyes gaze upon them. They are like a beacon of light that can walk through the valley of shadows without fear or concern. They are one with God and everything around them. Then envy and jealousy can set in. Some people in the shadows will want to hurt this individual. This is when the small self will cling to blame, destruction, and evilness, and eventually eliminate this beautiful, bright light. Their true power and strength are seen as a threat instead of an opportunity. The key word is opportunity, to teach others stuck in the shadows how to evolve, to become and embody what the small self admires and desires deep down within their own Christ spark, because they are lost and stuck in the shadows, not realizing that this bright light individual might be able to guide them and lead them into rediscovering their own divine Christ spark within themselves. Does all of this make sense? Can you relate to and comprehend this teaching? They want me to discuss Jesus Christ. Remember, this is a spiritual teaching, not religious. Jesus Christ will be used as an example to support humanity and better understanding and comprehending the teaching of what is the complete Christ spark. So let's continue. When Jesus was here on earth, he had mastered all the upper rooms of human consciousness. He was the perfect example of the Christ spark that exists within all of us humans. There were no dirty family secrets or sins from his past to cover his diamond light spark with ash or dirt. He was here to teach humanity how to enter the kingdom of heaven by having the courage to ignite our own Christ spark within and to become one with God and the Christ consciousness. Jesus did this without judgment, blame, or shame. He did not force the teachings, only offered his guidance, wisdom, love, and support. Because he could sit with the sick, the prostitutes, and the underprivileged without being stuck in pride or fear of these types of people. He could tell how dim or bright their Christ spark was within their physical body. Jesus saw potential in every living human being. He wanted those individuals that were suffering to find relief. There was this heart's desire to have humanity living as one in peace, harmony, cooperation, compassion, and kindness. He witnessed the pain and suffering of God's children and desired humans to discover a better way of living and existing with one another. As the story goes, he died for our sins. certain people, and the collective that was stuck in the shadows could not see the errors of their ways. These individuals could not comprehend a better way of living and existing. This would mean they would have to confess their sins and wrongdoings. This could make people experience shame, guilt, remorse, and humiliation. Nobody likes to think or feel these emotions about the self. So to avoid facing the truth and being exposed, these individuals destroyed the messenger of peace. At this time, Jesus did not fail God. There were too many of the egotistical small selves stuck in fear, blame, and self-righteousness to comprehend their mistake and errors. Therefore, he was made as an example to the world. Yet people had the realization and revelation that Jesus was here for a reason, to spread God's word when religion was being used as a tool of force, control, conformity, and abuse. In the beginning, it was acceptable at 350 for individual people to have various religious beliefs and practices. Yet arrogant rulers and kings decided that their religion was the correct one. Why these individuals took this approach is in a distorted mindset. They believed, and the key word is believed, that God approved of their choices and decisions, when in fact God did not. God never had a say in the matter. For if God spoke, God would have advised them against war and to focus on peace instead. Therefore, they were using God and religion to protect and defend their forceful choices. It was black and white thinking, acting, and behavior. Many lives were destroyed and good people suffered. And we want to unpack this truth further. Many rulers were fed the belief and false truth that God had chosen them to become king, ruler of a great land or country. Therefore, what choices and decisions this ruler made on behalf of the land or country must be, and the key word must be, acceptable in the eyes of God. So this ruler would believe and manipulate others to believe that in the eyes of God, it was acceptable to kill, rape, murder, and destroy lives, communities, and others' lands and countries. This ruler would say, quote, "For God has chosen me as your ruler, and everyone must obey God's law," end quote. And out of fear, torture, or death, the people who resided under the reign of these rulers would be forced, and the key word is forced, to believe and obey their ruler because God has chosen them as king. So when Jesus came along and spoke of bringing God's children into the kingdom of heaven, these rulers felt threatened. In their minds, God chose them first over Jesus. Jesus was not a ruler or the chosen king of God. He was just a common man, like the slaves or peasants. The rulers would think, quote, "How could this man, who calls himself Jesus, know anything about ruling a kingdom?" End quote. We all know what these prideful, arrogant rulers did and believed. The issue is that in history, these rulers did not know or could not comprehend that the kingdom of heaven was not a place one conquers or rules over. It is a place one creates within themselves. It is a shift in human consciousness from freeing the mind, spirit, and Christ spark from the conditioning, concepts, and beliefs that hold each individual back in life and keep them stuck in the shadows below 200. Because the history books tell stories of rulers that were all about the self, as well as rulers that supported their people. Does all of this make sense? Therefore, Jesus was seen as an avatar of the light of God, He descended upon earth to live and breathe among humans as an ordinary man, and then to die to himself and to ascend into the Christ consciousness highway. Jesus was meant as a living example to guide humans out of the darkness and to teach us how to ignite the Christ spark within, to awaken humanity up to its true nature, which was to be one with God, our Creator. For when the soul is allowed to express itself fully, the needy and clingy small self can no longer dominate or control. When the soul is fully expressed and one with love at 500, the false perceptions of the weak shadow version no longer appear appealing. The individual has returned to a much richer level of human consciousness and self-awareness that was always there for humanity to claim eventually. Therefore, the Christ consciousness is the consciousness and awareness of the self in and as the divine Christ. Your Christ spark within is what connects you to the Christ consciousness highway, meaning this person is one with God and the Christ spark within themselves, as well as all of God's creations within the universe. The attainment of this level of consciousness is the commemoration with the realization led by Jesus Christ. The Christ consciousness is the realization within the soul of that individual mind, knowing that all of us can connect and become one with Jesus Christ's mind. We are one and the same, and there is no separation. Therefore, the Christ self is your higher self, the I Am Presence. Your higher self is your inner teacher, guardian, friend, and advocate before God. Think of it as your divine connection or bridge to communicate with God. If one desires a stronger connection with their higher self and intuition, one must realize that the soul must rise first. One must master the upper rooms to expand their soul and consciousness. This expanded soul and consciousness feeds the flame within all of us. The connection is stronger, clearer, and more powerful. Therefore, your higher self or Christ self is the mediator between you and God. So when one is praying to God for support, one must ask themselves these questions. Is God used only as a means of reward or punishment? To strike down and punish those who have wounded the small self. Yet the Christ spark and higher self would discover reasoning, forgiveness, and revelation to the issues at hand. Does one barter with God by saying, "Do this for me, God, and I'll do this for you"? Is God your menu taker and server, or do you grant God's free will to align you with what one's heart desires? And when one does not get what one demands, do you have a tantrum and declare that there is no God? So one turns their back on God when God was always present, waiting for the wounded small individual to rediscover their true nature and purpose upon this planet. For when a human prays, it is a vow or decree to God. It is the use and form of spoken prayer words, used by students of the Ascended Masters to direct God's light into the individual's life and world conditions. So when one prays, it is the authoritative word of God spoken within the individual in the name of the I Am Presence, in conjunction with the living Christ spark within, bringing about a constructive change within one's life on earth through the will of God. That is why when Paul Selig channels the guides that speak to him and through him, they provide various spoken prayer words to create the transformation and release within one's mind, spirit, and Christ spark. The purpose and intention of the use of these spoken words is to ignite the flame within us all. For when the Christ spark within is burning brightly, and one is one with God, everyone, including Mother Earth, we can all feel it. The Christ within has risen and is reborn. Every human on this planet is on a path or journey, the path or journey of initiation, whereby the individual human student who pursues to become one with God and the Christ consciousness will have to learn how to overcome, step by step, the limitations of self, eventually to obtain access to the kingdom of heaven in presence and being. A transfiguration will take place within because this initiation path of ascension occurs when one has obtained a certain balance and expansion of the Christ spark within. So when it comes to what I do with clients, I know where the Christ spark lives within me. The Christ spark lives within the middle of everyone's chest. This is a place where one can direct their healing energy by working with other humans, animals, and plants. Through the Christ spark, humans can cure their generational trauma and astral lesions and remove any negative experiences that stuck one in the shadows. When one connects to the Christ spark within another human to heal another, one can nourish and support one soul because everyone has a Christ spark. This allows us the ability, and the key word is ability, to connect to other individual Christ sparks, to take away their pain and suffering. This process and discovery is necessary because it supports the soul's transition into the next stage or step along one's spiritual path or journey. We have a message and warning for you all. We have spoken in the past about false deities and prophets. Humans have started to slowly learn about cults and how destructive these false spiritual teachers are. What humans did not comprehend in the past is narcissistic individuals. The one who lived within the shadows, feeding off the false sense of power, control, and ability to manipulate another human being. These prideful, arrogant individuals prey off the ones stuck in grief, despair, guilt, sadness, shame, and hopelessness. These wounded individuals are seeking a sense of relief, but do not realize that this spiritual teacher will give them a false sense of hope. All narcissistic individuals have a pattern of habit. They will shower the spiritual seeker with the illusion of unconditional love, safety, and hope. When this person is hooked, the false deity will start to pick them apart, devaluing them and separating them from family members or friends, using their insecurities and weaknesses against them, pushing them up into courage, but not realizing the push into courage can be the destruction of one's spirit. Because some spiritual teachers believe, and the key word is believe, that the soul must be destroyed or crushed for a change to occur. This is a false belief. There can be death and rebirth without causing trauma or destruction to another living human being. The brighter each individual Christ spark becomes within, the more one feels and senses the divine connection within, the divine connection to their higher self, God, the masculine father and divine love, the feminine mother of our creator. They have this peaceful, loving presence and demeanor. One has a clearer and more direct connection with the collective consciousness highway. The resistance of the small self has been removed. It is about oneness instead of self. Abilities can become awakened within one's intuition, and as self-awareness develops and strengthens over time, like a muscle within the body. When one has become the essence and presence of love, the Christ spark is complete and fully activated. Imagine what the world would be like if 60% of the population on this planet ignited and completed the full expansion of the Christ spark within. What would this world be like if 60% of the population aligned with the human consciousness of love, displaying, utilizing, and working with all the gifts within the steps below 500 to 200. Imagine what life would be like on this planet and how humans would treat one another. It would be a step in the right direction. Wouldn't you agree? I think so. Pretty interesting stuff, if you ask me. I don't even know this. I was like, what? I was pretty impressed by all this, I have to say. And I had to ask, like, is this all true? So it is. It was fascinating. So therefore, I have been guided to share with everyone listening, you know, to this, a reading I had in 2013 by Debbie Griggs. I must let everyone know in advance that this reading is not the typical reading one would expect from a psychic. It was not about money, relationships, family, or my future love life or happiness. The reading was about me being the pinhole of light. It is about how to use the Christ spark to connect and heal my clients. It's about Tobias and me channeling higher beings from different planets, as well as my connection with divine love. So I'll play that and let you all know. I'll play it at the end. But I wanted to thank everyone for listening to this material on what is the complete Christ spark. And next week, I will be posting the two podcasts that I channeled and removed because I got scared. So until that time, have a wonderful day and many blessings, and enjoy this interesting reading that I had in 2013. Bye.
The reason that it can be kind of frustrating with you is because you're like an ivy. You know, like how an ivy has one little leaf and then it grows and then it gets another leaf and then it grows and then it gets another leaf.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it seems so sparing. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a tree where there's a whole bunch of branches all at once and all this metaphor and all your channeling and all your stuff is going to come all at once. They're showing me your life, and I get it. It's frustrating because mine's is like, you know, I get it. So what I'm seeing is you're saying, well, why isn't it coming up? Because the more that the ivy grows, so let's picture it going up, like it's going up a tree, like, or up a pole.
Right.
So it's, the more it's going up, the higher the dimension it's getting to, and the higher and the powerful the channeling is going to be. And so what they're doing is they're not trying to bombard you, because if they bombarded you with all the channeling and all the information that you're supposed to write about and do for other people, you would be dead, honey. It would be too strong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that's what they're showing me is, and your modality of what you're going to write is going to be constantly changing, but it's still going to be on the same metaphor. Do you know what I mean by that?
Right.
Okay.
It's like it evolves as I evolve.
Yeah. You guys are connecting to higher dimensional people. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to connect with these. Am I saying not to help them out? I get that, but the cookie cutter to earthy people is not going to connect and not going to a whole new channeled information that nobody's heard about before.
Okay.
That makes sense? And that's why I'm hearing, it's almost like, and nobody's better than anybody else or they're better than us, but it's what I'm hearing is kind of like you're trying to, you only need to do a pinhole and they'll get it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I get it that you are so encompassing and you're so caring and you're like, I can heal this person right now. But the people are not ready to be healed right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm seeing that you need to prolong the healing. I think you're going to know which ones could be healed right away that are going to be like, oh, I need to be healed right away. And there's going to be other people that you're going to have to almost conduct a relationship with them. It's kind of like, okay, I will do this healing with you. You're going to look at the child of them, talk to the child of them, and say, do you want this fast or do you want this slow? You could do it in your mind's eye, you know, how you always do it.
Right.
And if they say, no, I want it slow, then you would say to the person, well, I'll give you a deal. I've got to do 3 healings this month or the next 3 months, and, you know, I'll give you a deal on it because I know that you're not going to accept it. The person of them thinks they're going to be able to accept it, but they're not going to accept it. I keep on hearing pinhole, pinhole, because they were giving me the analogy of if we were in a dark room, if we were in a room and if it was light and we have a pinhole of darkness, it doesn't affect them. But if the room is dark and we have a pinhole of light, it lights up the whole room. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're trying to take down one wall and you're like, okay, I'm going to take down one wall or I'm going to open up a door and look at it, lights up the room. And spirit is going, no, all she needs to do is a pinhole and then it will go further. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So they're also telling me that you can connect with animals. So, what's with the animal thing?
I do. It's kind of fascinating. I mean, it is fascinating because I can, people that would say my pet would never, you know, allow someone to do that. And especially right. with cats, it's like I can just, I connect great with them. It's almost like this essence of, you know, just love.
Honor all your abilities, and you need to announce it more, honey. Okay?
Okay.
So, like that story, you kind of put it to the side. Do you know what I'm saying? And spirit is going, no, she needs to bring that forward. She needs to bring that forward. That's part of her chart. That's part of her chart. That's part of her purpose.
Okay.
Is to be able to heal people with an instant. John of God is not the only person that can do this kind of healing. Do you know what I'm saying? John of God, you know John of God, right?
Yeah, I've heard the name. I'd have to look it up.
Okay, John of God, people in Brazil, and people literally go in there and they, you know, do a meditation and people get healed with instance. They walk within minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
They do the psychic surgery.
I've heard about that, the psychic surgery. I mean, that's fascinating stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, okay, so that's what they're trying to tell you is, you don't have to do it all your own to bring all these other entities in, right? And you get to choose who you want to bring in, okay?
Okay.
What you vibrate in. So that's kind of like the tree of life, the ivy, da 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 da. You can bring plants in. You can bring entities in.
Who would be the highest and the best for me to connect with for this, for the healing purposes?
What would be the best for you?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm hearing is, it has to be a mother vibration, okay? And whatever, do you know what I mean? Look up goddesses. I'm seeing connect with a goddess or, you know, something that has a feminine vibration with it, okay?
Okay.
I'm also seeing, I'm hearing that even Archangel Gabrielle would work well with you.
Okay.
He's gold. Some people say it's a she or a he or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't think they really have gender. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm also seeing that you could connect with, you could also connect with other entities from other planets if you want to do that. Because they keep on showing me, like, the star. Do you know what I mean? Like, a very sharp star. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like a star, but like a planet. I'm trying to think of the name.
Right.
I think it starts with the letter S because it's really interesting you say that because when I was doing a channeling or something with someone, she said, your soul, your spirit, like when you were little, it left and what's in you is something that's totally different. It's like Cyprus or I'm trying to think of the name of the star or the planet, but it actually is out there. It's like this cluster of all these stars.
Right. And you could bring that in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So John of God, he's got like six entities that he works with. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And one of them is a doctor, and I connect. Bring these other entities. You need to bring higher dimensional entities in now, honey.
Okay.
Not saying to throw the angels and the spirit guides away.
Right.
They're like, you don't need to call on us anymore. You've called on us numerous of times. We're already here. We're embedded already.
They are, because, yeah, they are.
Hey, they're showing me, they're like, we can't even move. She's called on us so many times, we just stay here. Before, they used to leave, come back. Leave,
right,
come
no, back. They're always
now
here.
Stay there, right. So now, because you have to ask and you have to allow the higher dimensional beings to come in now. And then it will be another higher dimensionals, and then another higher dimensional. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, and you got to remember, you're going through an ivy. So there's a leaf that's part of the vine, then there's a leaf, there's part of a vine, then there's a leaf. That's how you work.
Okay.
Because you have to test everything out.
Right. It's like my level of comfort.
Yes. So you're kind of doing the pinhole, the counseling kind of thing too, to yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense, because it was just like how I started with the, you know, the spirit guides and stuff. I asked and I allowed, and the more I did it, the stronger it got, and now they're just always here. And so I need to do the same thing with the higher beings. I need to, like, know when it's them and trust that it's them and allow them in and work with them. And then when I have, like, mastered that, I feel their presence, like they're here, then I move on to the next level.
Right. But what I'm hearing now, because, you know, we need to let go here pretty soon, but what I'm hearing now, find out that star or that planet that you're supposed to connect to, honey.
Right.
Because that's going to open up a bunch of things. So
okay.
With that, when you connect to that star or that planet, they're going to bring down some entities from that planet to connect with you.
Sweet.
Okay?
Okay.
Because you've lived on that planet before.
Yes, I know.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So it's going to be like your sister, your brother, you know what I mean? It's your family that you're bringing down.
Okay.
That's going to help you. You know what I mean? It's going to be your elders of that planet. So the elder of my planet, you can even say that. The elders of the planet that are, you know, that I am infused with, please come down and help me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But again, we have to ask.
Right. And when you say that, it's like the energy where my third eye is in the top of my head is buzzing.
Right. So call for the elders.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or the wise ones or whatever you want to call
right.
them.
Right. Okay.
In that form. Do you understand?
Yes.
And if it's too strong, then say bring the elders of the feminine vibration to come in, and then you can allow the masculine to come in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So when you call them in, you might get a little bit of psychic surgery, and you might be like, damn, I went to bed last night and I was out. So that's the psychic surgery. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Okay, cool.
Which they've already been doing to you. So there's been times that you've been really tired and you're like, God, I'm tired. Well, you're doing psychic surgery, honey.
Okay.
Because you got to get out of this. You're got to get out of this comfort zone. You're done.
Right. No, I've been feeling that. I've been definitely feeling that.
Yeah. It's up to the next, you know, the next leaf of the ivy that you need to connect to into now.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
The new IVs coming in.
Okay.
All right?
All right, great.